Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Welcome to a beautiful day. Here on Wednesdays with Willa, I'm going to be sharing a very important topic with you, the soul senses, the five clairs, and beyond. Frequently, I get questions from folks wanting to know, what are the clairs that people speak about? And we're going to cover that in today's show. So if you're just joining me for the first time, this is Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White. I'm a registered Lilydale medium, and I've been a professional medium for many decades now. So I enjoy what I do very much, and it's an honor and a privilege to be with you today to help educate you. I typically have a special guest on the show, and occasionally I do fly solo, and it's a discussion that features something about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, or more. And you can tune in on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. That way you can see and hear me well. This also will go on to the Lilydale Assembly Facebook page as well as my YouTube channel. You can have the listen-only version if you tune into Blog Talk Radio. Lilydale Radio has its own Blog Talk Radio site, so you can go to blogtalkradio.com/lilydaleradio, and there are other shows that happen throughout the week. So I encourage you to take a look at those different hosts, different topics, and it can be a lot of fun. This is year 6 of Wednesdays with Willa, and so as you can imagine, I've covered a lot of topics, and I've had a lot of guests. So you can look back at the archive videos of the show on Willa White Medium on my Facebook page, or you can go to my YouTube channel, and you can type in the guest's name or topic and find more about that particular subject and enjoy. Many people tell me that they binge-watch the show, and it's something that just delights me that people are getting what they need from watching this and inspiring them on their own spiritual path. So on today's show, we're going to be focusing on the soul senses, the five clairs. And I do feel there's that unity with spirit, and that means our own soul, but then also the divine spirit. And we all have gifts of the spirit, and we're going to talk about the ones involved predominantly with intuition and mediumship today. So this may be one of those shows that you want to like and share and follow to other people so that you can help other people understand about the clairs, or maybe you want to watch this again so you have a better understanding for it yourself. So with the soul senses, there are things that we experience that go beyond the so-called five senses. So the five senses being seeing, hearing, feeling, taste, smell. Of course, we have other senses beyond that, and some people like to call things the sixth sense. And when it comes to the soul senses, they mimic those five senses that I just spoke about, but it's usually an internal experience, and it's a multidimensional experience for many. So let's say with clairvoyance, clair, I just want to define that for you, is French for the word clear. So with clairvoyance, we have clear seeing. And it is said that we can actually see more with our eyes closed than with our eyes open. And I know that seems impossible to some folks because the rational mind says, but I must observe what's in my environment. Absolutely. I love physical vision and being able to see nature and people and art and the beauty of the world. Today we have a lovely sunny blue sky, and that's why I chose this particular scarf today, so that I could bring a bit of that sunny blue winter sky in with me today. But with clairvoyance, we are seeing on deeper levels, and our intuition will show us things. Perhaps it will come through almost like in a daydream, or it will come through brilliantly like a picture or a movie sometimes has a hologram effect. There are so many ways that clairvoyance can be experienced. But when it comes to having the vision that your soul is offering to you, and sometimes it, when it comes to spirit contact with mediumship, what the souls that are the loved ones are wanting to share, we will see things in that mind's eye. So many people talk about the third eye that's located here in this brow area above our eyes. If we were Cyclops, it would be about here. So there's that understanding that we can see with that mind's eye. So if I were to ask you to close your eyes right now and just envision your front door, you would be able to see that, have some clarity of what that looks like, a remembrance that is there. And you would be able to describe that, hopefully, to me if I were to ask, what color is your door? Does it have different panels to it? What kind of knob does it have? Which way are you looking at the door? Does it open towards you or away from you? And you'd have a sense of what may be decor around the door if you're getting the exterior of the door or the interior of the door. And there are descriptors that would come along with that. So we also see things in that mind's eye that spirit is wanting to show us. So we may sense the physical appearance of the person in spirit and be able to describe, this is a man about 6'4", really burly kind of fellow with big feet, and you know, this is his hair, and you could have all kinds of descriptors. Does he have a belly? Does he not have a belly? You know what I mean? There are things that he might be wearing that would be indicators of things that he is known for. So the same thing if a female was presenting. Is she tall? Is she short? What kind of body frame does she have? Her hair? The things that you would describe if you had to give a police report about someone. Same kind of thing with spirit. And some people are able to see more of those details than others. It does take practice, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later on. But with clairvoyance, we are given that ability to see, and it does feel more like an internal experience usually, but sometimes we have clairvoyance that would be external, where we can sense it in the room, either as a spirit light or possibly a portion of them that goes into perhaps colors, and the as spirit is saturating that area with their essence, you can start to build in, oh, this is what their body looks like, what their face looks like, what they would have looked like when they were here, and connect with them visually in that way. And typically with clairvoyance, it doesn't last very long because we're on to the next thing. So it might just come in as a glimmer, a shimmer, or it might stay for a few minutes, but usually our senses are needing to move on to the next piece of information, and in a communication, spirit needs to move on anyway. So just keep that in mind when it comes to clairvoyance, when you're seeing things. You may notice out of the corner of your eye perceiving spirit, and you whip your head around and it goes poof, and you know that you just saw that your little dog that had passed. And you can almost go, I can't believe the dog's here, but the dog's here. And it's very comforting to have these. Spirit is not wanting to scare us. They're trying to visit us and be loving and have that sacred joy of connection. And as I said, clairvoyance is twofold. It comes in the form of mediumship, which I tend to focus more on, but also on in the form of intuition. So in a course of a day, we may have a person's face pop into our head, and within minutes or maybe later on in the day, we receive a call from that person. So we're given that as a visual cueing that comes to our soul to prepare us for those moments, and it can help us to have a great conversation with them or be stronger with whatever they may be wanting to share or help them through an issue that's there. But we do experience clairvoyance on those levels. So let me just take a little quick pause here, because if anyone out there has experienced clairvoyance, you know, go ahead and put that into the chat. And if it's one of your favorite primary ways of connecting with spirit, you know, can certainly put that in there too. I think it's fun to explore the options that we have with spirit. And clairvoyance is one. People say, oh, I just wish I could see them one more time. And it's what a lovely thing that we can. But we're going to explore some of the other clairs. So don't think that that's just because it's the first one I covered that it has to be the one that you experience, spirit, or you experience through your intuition the most, because the way that your spirit works is the way it should. So let's talk about some of the others. I want to talk about clairaudience next. So clair, remember, meaning clear, hearing. So we can hear spirit. So I've had situations where I've heard my name called and nobody's around. but we know the truth. So you probably had that situation, or if you have a loved one who's passed, it's just you can hear their particular vocal pattern, their tones, that which is the essence of them speaking to you, that you might hear them calling your name. You might hear someone else's name, which is kind of neat. It's like you're your own little radio station, and you're picking up things from spirit in that way. The other ways that happen with clairaudience, sometimes other people that are present with us in the room can hear it too, but they know that it was not something that was physically derived. It's not like somebody produced the noise, or if it was just creaky boards or pipes in the house. You know, you have to rule things out scientifically, of course. Sometimes we get phrases or music that comes to us. Again, this can come to us at an external hearing, but it mainly will come as an internal experience. We may hear that in the stereo system of our own heads, minds, however you want to say that. And so the audioreceptor sites of the brain are located above the ears. So you're actually more likely to receive information in those kinds of ways. And you can tell spirit to tone it down if it comes across a little too loud. We have that that ability to tell them to modulate a little bit better if we're needing to work through some of the volume with spirit. And we may hear high-pitched noises, things like that that are related to clairaudience. Some people, they don't see spirit. They only hear spirit, and they're able to carry on a conversation with them in that way. I do talk to myself, but talking to spirit is a very different kind of thing. So I might talk to myself in the kitchen. Okay, now I need to make sure I add this to the recipe. I really got to make sure I do that. Make sure I call so-and-so. I might say these things aloud or step myself through a process. But talking to spirit and hearing spirit is very different from any of that. And they're usually there to just say hi. It's a beautiful thing to know that they're there and they can convey that information to us, that they are always going to care, and we might just get a message, a quick message of love. So if you've experienced clairaudience, go ahead and put that into the chat of Facebook and let me know how that's worked for you, if you've heard your loved ones in spirit, if you actually heard your mom's voice, your dad's voice, a spouse's voice, your child's voice in spirit, or maybe you've even heard the bark or the meow of the dog. Sometimes when I'm connecting with pets that have passed to spirit, if they're very quiet dogs, then I'll be like, well, this one's not much of a barker at all. Or if they are a howler, ow, I get that. So it just depends. Some pets are more vocal than others. The same thing with humans. If they were had a tendency to be a talker, you're going to get a lot of talking from them. So spirit communication is also dependent on the personality of the person in spirit and how they're wanting to convey information, and we're just trying to match those things up as best we can when we're working with them. So moving on to, I'll do these other two, clairscent and clairgustance. I'm going to do those together. Clairscent, as you can probably imagine because I'm pointing to my nose, has to do with smelling a spirit, and clairgustance is when we're tasting things. And there are occasions that I'll smell very strongly cigarette smoke, or I will smell perfume, and I'm very sensitive to smells. Or I might smell a particular food. I might even taste that in my mouth. It might taste Thanksgiving turkey, and here it is in February. I shouldn't be tasting Thanksgiving turkey. So the things that don't make sense, they may be giving you those things, or all of a sudden, peanut butter. So, it's just, you may get the smell or the taste. And some of those things are so linked, which is why I wanted to give it to you that way. So put into the chat ways that spirit has come through to you utilizing smell and taste. Are there times where you're like, you weren't even thinking about your loved one in spirit, and all of a sudden you're tasting something that's their favorite, like peppermint, just things like that. Or I'll be in a reading, and it's the dead of winter, snow on the ground, and I will smell grass cuttings of summer. And so it just depends on how they're wanting to convey that information, what they're wanting to share. But it could be a fun or delightful thing, or I said, with the smoke, not so delightful. Just depends on the odor that is being shared, or the taste that is being shared in those particular moments. So kind of a fun one, if you will, to play with. And usually with clairscent and clairgustance, it'll happen very quickly. It'll be very pungent, and then it'll go away. It's not something that's lasting. It's not like if you were to, smell around your house, it would be there, for an extended amount of time. It would come in very pungently, and you'll look around, and there's no reason for you to be smelling that. Nobody's cooking that particular item. You haven't just eaten it. There are reasons that have to do with spirit. In terms of intuition, we might get those smells that prep us for things that are about to come. Maybe all of a sudden we smell marshmallows or taste marshmallows, and within a couple of minutes, the person that you're with say, I really want some marshmallows. I want to make s'mores tonight. They're going to be like, I want my marshmallows, my chocolate, they want that. And you're like, that's why I was smelling the marshmallows, because you're picking up intuitively on someone else's desire for that. So if you've ever had that kind of link up with the food, with another person, that's usually because you're receiving that information intuitively with your soul senses. So really, really fun when that happens, because I'm like, that happens sometimes with my husband, my children, and it's just, I don't say, I was just thinking that, because
it doesn't need to be said, but I know inside of myself that I received that information. So have fun with that one. And of course, let me know how that's working with you. Okay, so we're going to move on to clairascension. This is one of my favorite ones. Clairascension is when you feel spirit, when you feel things. Now, in terms of intuition, you may sense on an empathetic level as if it was your own. So if somebody's going through physical difficulties, you may perceive that in your own body. So if they're having a horrible hip issue, you might go, oh, I'm getting the hip thing. This hurts so bad. Or it's kind of like the sympathy pains that people have for pregnant women or whatever. So it's that feeling of, oh, all of a sudden I feel like I'm having a heart attack. Or the stroke, I feel my face is dragged down from that. So there are a lot of physical things that can happen when you're connecting with a person here on the earth plane, but then also in spirit, they will convey that information so you have a sense of possibly their health, wellness, or death. Now, with this, I do have a strong suggestion for everybody who's empathetic out there. Please, you have to set the parameters for all of this. So you only want to feel that for 2 to 3 seconds and then move on to the next piece of information because it's not yours. You're not supposed to keep it. So if you're one of those people who's like, oh, but I felt it for a half hour, you're in charge, folks. You don't have to be feeling it that long, just enough to get that information. It's just like we talked about the clairscent and clairgustance. It's just enough for you to get a taste. It doesn't mean you have to suffer with them, okay? So no suffering allowed here. It's just information. So you may also sense emotionally what people are going through. If you've ever walked into a room, you're like, oh, my goodness, people were angry in here. They were fighting. Or sometimes you'll walk in and you'll be like, wow, what a loving space. I can feel it all the way through me, this love. And it's the same thing when you interact with people. You're going to feel when your auras touch, like, do you like this person? Do you not like them? You kind of get an immediate sense. Your intuition's telling you through those feelings. And, sometimes, that what the gut is telling us, right? The gut, they call the second brain for a reason. We get a lot of information clairsentiently from that gut that tells us about our feelings. Now, moods are different from the sensations that you would perceive with your soul sense known as clairsentience. Moods are people who, like you might get the sense of, I'm in a bad mood. Well, that's a mood, or I'm in fear. There are time and place for those things, but we don't want to live there. Those are emotions. So remember that when you're perceiving those things of emotion, that you can let those go too. And I can't go into all of the details of how to relieve yourself about those things. That is for classes, and we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. But this is just a quick overview of the clairs. And clairsentience is such a beautiful one because you can feel hugs from spirit. You can feel the love. It's so profound to feel that delicious sense of connection with other people and how much they truly love another person. And it can bring you to tears, the love that's there. And especially as people are moving through the nuances of grief, or perhaps forgiveness or resentments or whatever it is they're working through, those can be perceived intuitively. And we do our best to help people through that, but we can only carry what's ours ultimately. So the clairsentience is a beautiful way to connect and bring through the essence of a spirit as well, and you can see why it would be a favorite. So if you've experienced any of those things I just talked about having to do with clairsentience, which would be clear feeling, then put that into the Facebook chat as well. It's one of those things where you're like, I just could feel what they were going through, and I'm so clairsentient, I have to be careful what movies I watch. Yeah, I start to bond a little too much with the characters. So it's the same thing when it comes to spirit as well.
So just remember, you have to set healthy boundaries for yourself as you're working through the clairs. Now, those are the five main clairs. But in my title, it's Soul Senses, the Five Clairs, and Beyond. And so there aren't just five clairs. Those are the five main ones. And you'll notice that there is a dominant one among those that's in you. You can bring that forward if you wish. And working on the other clairs is helpful as well. But usually there's, you know, people learn a particular way. So they're going to have a learning style that they learn best from and through that kind of energy. So it is with the various clairs out there and how you perceive things intuitively and mediumistically. So there's also claircognizance, which is clear knowing. And if you've ever had an instance where you just know that something's going to happen, that's the place of premonition. It's the place of knowing. It's the place that tells you whether someone's telling you the truth. So it's utilized in many ways, and in terms of receiving those kinds of information, I've done plenty of shows on dreams and premonitions and all of those kinds of things. So just keep in mind that we receive that information, and we have to make the distinguishing understanding of whether that is a true occurrence or if there's a manifestation of fear within us. So do not treat that lightly, folks. When you receive claircognizance, a lot of times people who are strongly claircognizant will start to journal, pay attention to those things, especially if they are in the space of prophecy. But I would encourage you to utilize claircognizance on a daily basis with knowing who to trust, how you want to proceed with events and people that are in your life. And it's really important for you to have that trust that builds in your own soul so that you can trust the information that's being given to you, but pass it through that filter of your soul always, because how do I say this? I'll say it this way. People can lie, but energy doesn't. And so claircognizance is going to help you discern energy and those levels. So in terms of claircognizance with your mediumship, you might like just get an instant download about who that person is and the essence of them, and you just know them. And I will say, with just going back to clairsentience real quickly, you can see by feeling, and you can also know by feeling. So some of these clairs do blend, and so there's a lot of the beyond in terms of this, because it could be a mixture of these things that's happening within the medium or within the intuitive. And while we do make these distinctions, they can't always be buttoned up nice and neat like that. Oh, I'm only using this one. You know, so sometimes it's a combo, a combination of the clairs that's occurring. But with claircognizance, you do have an immediate knowing, a frame of reference that is there just like that. And you know the truth of what you're saying. And a lot of times with claircognizance, as you're saying it, you don't even know the words that are going to be happening next. It just sort of comes through. So you'll get a lot of inspirational speaking that happens during that time. Some people get to a trance or a level of channel that can come through the claircognizance of that. It's a facet. I'll just clarify, a facet of it. But claircognizance is one of those things that I think more people utilize than use in their life, more than they realize. So it's the one that tells you, this person that I'm interviewing for this particular job would not be good for this position. And so they might look great on paper, but for whatever reason, you just have an inkling. Claircognizance is also there to help us with our divine hunches. Our soul senses are there, all of them ultimately, to help us with the intuitive leads that we receive from spirit with capital S,
the God creator force, all that is. But when we have those intuitive leads and we follow through with them, amazing and incredible things can happen. And we have to follow through those with those divine hunches. So I've covered the main clairs. There is so much more depth to this that I can't get into it. This is just supposed to be an overview of those clairs. But I will say that if you are interested in developing your clairs, if you are interested in developing your intuition, your mediumship, then classes are the best way to go. Books, well, they're okay. They will only take you so far, and you need to find the right books for yourself, the right teachers for yourself, the ones that resonate within you, someone that you feel that you can trust, that you would want to work in ways that they're working, the integrity that you can feel off of them as they are speaking or teaching or connecting with spirit. So if you're interested in those things, you need to find the right person for you. And it could be one of those things where you find one that is your predominant mentor, and you may take classes with others as well, so you can see a variety of learning and teaching styles that are associated with your intuition and with your mediumship. But I would encourage you to always choose someone who's on that sacred path that is of the light in their understanding, that will use the information and steer for the highest and best good. So pay attention, like I said, to that clear cognizance, to those soul senses that you have, those divine hunches that you want to follow through with. You know, you can research all you want, but you ultimately have to be guided by your soul. So you ask your soul, is this in my highest and best good when it comes to me learning about my gifts, my intuitive and mediumship abilities, and how best to build those skill levels. While intuition can be very naturally occurring in people, it is something that with training can be cultivated and brought to a higher level, a higher degree. Now, for anyone who is wanting to be on that path, keep in mind that there is a commitment of energy that is required for those things. So you have to be of even mind and be willing to work through the energetic understanding of things in a patient way. Because none of this is supposed to develop in an instant mashed potatoes kind of way. This is supposed to happen in the real mashed potatoes way. It takes time for the really good mashed potatoes to develop. And so many people will have to be in circles and in classes for years so that they can really fine-tune and get the practice. So it's about right practice and right intention, and finding that right practice and right intention for yourself of why you would want to do that work. Some people, while they will get these understandings of the clairs, the glimmers, that's something they will just kind of use on a home level. Other people are going to want to build that up to a more intermediate level or even advanced or professional level with things. So just as it is in any endeavor, you're going to have the people that are just a dabbler, and then you're going to have the people who are professional concert pianist level. So just know that there's value to that all, but I would encourage you, if you are wanting to understand your intuition more, that you be in that space of sacred connection. Always take yourself back to that which is your true light of spirit and soul. As you're developing those clairs, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to utilize those. And with practice comes confidence, and you're building trust. You're building trust with spirit, that you are putting yourself more and more into contact with spirit in a trusting way, building that rapport, building that psychic dictionary, building that which is your own intuition. So there we go. That's an overview of the five clairs and beyond. And for those that are interested in developing There are various mediumship teachers out there, intuitive teachers out there. I do have a circle that I run, a development circle. It's like a weekly class, and once a week, mind, body, spirit, you connect with that understanding. You build that. You start to calibrate your energies to work in harmony with your soul and with the spirit loved ones that are connecting. And so a circle can be a great opportunity for people who are wanting to develop their mediumship and beyond. There are other classes that I'll be offering coming up as well, but the next circle doesn't start for a few weeks. I'll be posting information about that to come. So I hope that you've enjoyed this overview of the Clairs. And please join me next week for Wednesdays with Will. We're going to be talking about one of the Clairs, actually. We're going to talk about feeling clairsentience. And Celeste Elliott will be my guest on the show. And we're going to kind of dive into that particular Clair. It should be a great, great show. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wednesdays with Willa today. And you'll feel free to sign up for my email notifications for my online classes. And, of course, like and share and follow for my Facebook page, because I do post the class opportunities and other events that I do, so that way you can be notified about them in a timely way and make sure you get registered and reserve your spot, because things do book in. All right, everyone, you be well and God bless. Bye-bye.